as well as grand plots of procrastination, but I cherish all elements of it. A part of your brain is permanently moored in the storytelling harbor. It affects how you view the world and indeed how you experience everything in that world. It demands complete devotion. I had the disease, bad. Now, could I turn yet another devastating disappointment into a positive? A couple of years earlier, I had the idea of writing a novel about the President of the United States. It formed while my wife and I took bike rides on the George Washington Parkway bike path into D.C. We'd pass the monuments and even go down to the White House. We'd see the Secret Service and wonder what it was like to be living there. But that's all I had, an idea. I didn't really have a plot, which I was quite certain a novel needed to contain. However, I would work on it sporadically while also turning out short stories and screenplays that all met with rejection. Then one night, my car was towed to make way for the presidential motorcade. George Bush I was president then. I remember vividly sitting in the tow truck on a side street with the driver, and the presidential limo passed by on Constitution Avenue. President Bush turned on the light inside the limo, and I could see both him and Mrs. Bush quite clearly. The tow truck driver and I looked at each other and simultaneously mouthed the word.